Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet, and also what we can try and spot in our dark skies. As usual, we're so fortunate to have the expertise of astronomer Christopher Phillips at our disposal. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have for us this week?
Hey, Dave, it's good to be here. This week's Stargazers look out for Mars in the western sky after sunset, and Jupiter in the east, where it will rise at around 10 p.m. The moon is waning this week, and that means a return to nice dark skies.
I doubt as good as those conditions will be, you'll be able to see this new extreme black hole that Christopher is going to be talking about today. Do I have that right? We're not going to see that.
Not at 8,000 light years away. This is pretty distant. And of course, it's also a black hole. And this week, the discovery comes from the James Clerk Maxwell Telescope, JCMT, atop Mauna Kea. Astronomers using JCMT have observed this black hole feeding, and it's blasting out jets of plasma into space at close to the speed of light. Bizarrely, though, these jets appear to be firing off in all random directions and in very short spaces of time, sort of like a drunken galactic gunslinger.
And are these jets you're talking about basically a byproduct of the black hole feeding on something?
Indeed they are. When black holes have a close encounter with another object, such as a star, the extreme gravitational forces from the black hole begin to tear the star apart, peeling off the outer layers, which then form an accretion disk around the black hole. What the black hole cannot consume, it spits out in the form of high-energy astrophysical jets, which come from its poles. These jets of searing radiation are powerful enough to vaporize anything in their path.
And what do you think causes those jets you're talking about to fire off in the different directions?
Data indicates that the region of space-time around this black hole is severely warped due to the spin of the black hole, and it's actually misaligned with the orbit of the star, and this basically caused the disk to wobble like a spinning top. When we observe these jets from Earth, we see that they are wobbling in sync with the disk.
And you mentioned some folks here in the state who are taking a look at this phenomena. Is there anyone else we can credit that's poking around out there?
Indeed, and they are all on Mauna Kea. We have the Very Long Baseline Array and the Submillimeter Array, all of which are contributing data to this discovery.
So this is a Team Hawaii sort of thing here.
Indeed it is.
All right. It's Christopher Phillips and another fun and enlightening Stargazer report. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We will catch you next week for another Stargazer. And you can find Stargazer at hawaiipublicradio.org.